Justice Stevens has our opinion this morning in case 08305, Forest Grove School District versus TA.
After a private specialist diagnosed respondent with a learning disability, his parents placed him in a private academy that dedicated to students with special needs. Respondent's parents then requested an administrative hearing under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, the IDEA, to determine whether respondent was eligible for public special education services. The hearing officer concluded that respondent was eligible and that the school district was wrong in failing to identify his disability and provide him with appropriate special education services. Finding also that respondent's private school placement was appropriate, the hearing officer ordered the school district to reimburse respondent's parents for the cost of his private school tuition. The district court set aside the award, holding that recent amendments to IDEA categorically bar reimbursement unless a child has previously received public special education services. The Ninth Circuit reversed, concluding that a court may order reimbursement if a school district has failed to meet its obligations under IDEA and a child has been placed in an appropriate private school. A child's previous receipt of public special education services is not an absolute prerequisite for reimbursement. We agree with the Ninth Circuit. Several years ago, we held in a case called School Committee of Burlington that a provision of IDEA authorizing courts to award, quote, appropriate, unquote, relief permits reimbursement for the cost of private school tuition when a school district fails to provide adequate special education services and the child's private school placement is appropriate. Congress amended IDEA in 1997, adding provisions that elaborate on the circumstances in which reimbursement is appropriate. The amendments made no change to the central purpose of IDEA or to the text of the provision we construed in the Burlington case. Accordingly, we do not read the amendments to abridge the authority of courts and hearing officers to award reimbursement in the circumstances of this case. A contrary reading would be inconsistent with the text and purpose of IDEA, and it would produce the absurd result of providing a remedy when a school offers a child inadequate special education services, but leave parents without a remedy when the school unreasonably denies access to such services altogether. Justice Souter has filed a dissenting opinion in which Justices Scalia and Thomas have joined.